Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth here with Tuesday Tips. This is a new featured part of our podcast that I'm bringing to you every Tuesday with basic business strategies and tips on how to have your best business. One of the greatest challenges that I see that entrepreneurs have is how to be self-employed. And I have given this a lot of thought. For me, it's just been a natural progression because I have been self-employed since the age of about 20. So I've been doing it for a very long time. I would have to say during that time, I certainly have become much better at it, but I have also coached many other people on how to make this transition and how to be self-employed. It generally comes down to how they schedule and work their time efficiently. Let's think about it for a minute, and why is this so challenging? Well, it is because from the beginning of time, and let's just start with a time point of 5 years old. That's the best one to be able to sort of transition into because everybody's life might have looked a little bit different from when they were born to the age of five. But almost everyone at the age of five started school. So let's talk about that from when you start your entrepreneurial experience. So most people, they go to school, right? For 13 years, you're going to go through kindergarten through your senior year in high school. 13 years of someone telling you what time you need to be there, what you're going to do while you're there, when you can take any kind of a break, when you're going to eat lunch, and when you're going to go home. You are on a very structured schedule pretty much the entire day. Now, this changes, of course, from year to year as you age, but nevertheless, people are still telling you what to do. Then people go to college. Why do you think it is that so many freshmen struggle that very first year of college? In fact, some never make it out of their freshman year. They'll decide that college just is not for them. But for a lot of people, it's the same struggle in becoming an entrepreneur because they suddenly have a freedom that they have never had before. They don't have an institution like their school telling them what they need to do, and they don't have their parents telling them what it is that they need to do. And so consequently, even though they have a schedule, nobody's really paying close attention of what time that they show up. The schedule can be much different. It's much more relaxed. They have to be disciplined. They have to manage their own time. And this is why a lot of people just aren't successful in that first year of college. Honestly, if they would just stick it out and sit down with someone and learn how to manage their time more effectively, they probably would have a greater level of success. But let's talk about for all those that go on and they finish college, and then what do? They go right into having their first job. Now we're back to someone telling us what time we need to come to work, what our tasks are every day at work, what the projects are, when are the deadlines on the projects, when is your lunch period, who you're going to spend lunch with. You end up falling into a routine of which you do very similar things day in and day out. For many people, the thought of being an entrepreneur and having your own business, well, most people will say, it's freedom. I just want the freedom to choose. And that is one of the biggest myths of being an entrepreneur is, yes, you do have freedom, but you still have to choose. And that is where I see a lot of people get hung up, is you can choose to work when you want and schedule your schedule when you want. But nevertheless, you still have to work and you still have to set a schedule. And herein lies one of the greatest challenges, because for most people, from the time of 5 years old until they decide to go out on their own, they have been on this path of someone else telling them exactly what to do. I know I was coaching two women at roughly the exact same time, and they were both on the exact same journey, and that is that they both wanted to leave their full-time jobs, and they wanted to go with their own business full-time so that they could set their own schedule, be home with their kids, be more present with their family, and work for themselves. That was their primary goal. And so we sat down and we really said, okay, what's that going to look like? And I mapped it out for them. Both of them wanted to be able to replace that full-time income, and they wanted to do it in about an 18-month window. So that was the time frame that we set for both of them. And I started coaching both of them almost in the exact same week. And they both wanted the exact same things and almost needed the exact amount of money in order to replace that full-time income, which at that time was about $60,000 a year. So one of the things that I did was really put them on a schedule of where they were going to fit in their entrepreneurial experience. I'm like, you have to start it now, even if you are starting small. You have to see if this is something that you're going to enjoy. You have to see if this is something you can make money at. You can't just walk away from a job not knowing if this is really going to work or be something that you really want to do. So we want to make this your side hustle, if you will. That wasn't the most popular terminology back 20 years ago, but nevertheless, I said, this is what we're going to do. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Their main goal is to start trying to make $5,000 a month. Why? So that they can ultimately replace their full-time income. So that was the original goal. Also, I had expressed to them that they needed to start saving. So anything that they made with their extra income, that they were going to put that into a savings account so that they would still live on their full-time income in the degree that they already had been. Because you get accustomed to living with a certain amount of money. And when that increases, people just increase their spending and they're able to spend that amount of money. So I said, okay, you're not going to spend any of your new money, and you are going to put that into a savings account to the point where you have 6 months of your salary or your expenses saved up so that you don't feel pressured, so that you don't feel desperate. Because that feeling of desperation and a huge amount of pressure can really take your creative edge away very quickly. So they said, okay. And I said, and here are the times that you're going to have to work your business. And they basically had to work it around their full-time job. So depending on the individual, they scheduled things before work, they scheduled things on their lunch hour, they scheduled things when they came home from work, and they worked into the evening, preparing, planning, doing all of the things that they needed to do. Until finally, about 18 months later, almost to the exact same week, in fact, within about 2 weeks of each other, both ladies gave their notice and quit their full-time jobs. Well, this was an exciting time. Both of them had reserves in the bank. Both of them were earning over $5,000 a month with their new business plan, and they were able to leave their full-time jobs. Well, about a month into it, they're both calling panicked on, they don't know what's happening, but they're not making as much money. It's not working out as well. What am I going to do? I have to be able to earn this income. An extreme amount of panic. And I remember I said to the one woman, this was at about 10:30 in the morning, and I said, just out of curiosity, what do you have on right now? And she's like, what do you mean? I said, what are you wearing right now? She said, well, I'm still in my robe and my pajamas. And I said, work in your business? And she said, yeah, you know, I just have had a relaxing morning. What's on your docket for today? Well, you know, thought I would do this, thought I would do that. I said, did you ever show up at IBM at 10:30 in the morning? You know, did you stay in your pajamas till 10:30, till 10, and then go to work? Well, no, I was up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, you need to set a schedule. You need to get up in the morning. You know, yes, you can be a little bit more relaxed. You don't have to get up. You don't have travel time. You don't have to get the kids to daycare. But you know what? You need to get up. You need to set your schedule. You need to be ready for work. Get up, get yourself ready so that you feel like working, so that you have more confidence. When you know you look good and you feel good, you have more confidence, even when you're on the phone talking to people. And then I want to see a schedule. I don't care what it is. It's your business and it's your freedom and you can work whenever you want, but I need to see what that looks like. You see, they were able to work their entrepreneurial business still on a schedule. Because why? Because they had to fit it in wherever they could, in those small snatches of time outside of their full-time job. And they really only had certain hours that they could make that happen. So in reality, somebody was still dictating to them what to do and when to work on their business. It took a couple of months, but I was able to get both of them setting a solid schedule that worked for each of them. And that is what you need to do too, is yes, you have freedom. Yes, we can choose to work from anywhere we want to work in today's age of technology. We can work on a beach. We can get a beach house. We can go to another country and spend time and work there for a month, because what difference does it make? But if you get there and all you want to do is enjoy the sights and not get any work done at all or create a schedule, you're going to lose a month of work. And this is the greatest challenge that people have. So my tip for you is, yes, enjoy your freedom. Enjoy the fact that you get to schedule your business when you want to schedule it. You can work from anywhere you want to work. But there's a couple of key operative words there, my friends, and they are work and schedule. And you need to set a schedule. And the best thing that you can do is be consistent in that schedule. Because as you start to know what to do, you see, that's what happened for so many people. You got out of bed, and whether you were still tired or whatever, you knew what your day looked like before your feet even hit the ground when you had a full-time job. You got up. You might have made breakfast. Maybe you showered first. Maybe you grabbed something to eat on the way out the door. You traveled the same way to work every day. Intuitively, you knew exactly what you were going to do the minute your feet hit the ground. Do you know what those days look like with your own business? So that's my number one tip for you in being successful in this new entrepreneurial adventure. Or maybe you're in it and you're not seeing the success that you want. Then I want to encourage you to go back, revisit your schedule, and create some consistency in it. Now, I have taught a program called the Four Pillars of Success for the last 20 plus years. And this has helped so many small business owners, entrepreneurs. And these are the four pillars because they're the foundation of which everything else is built on top of. And over the next four Tuesdays, we are going to examine each of those four pillars of success. So I'm very excited to share these with you. I hope you'll tune in on Tuesdays so you can get the greatest tips about working from your happy place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.